All right, welcome back in, 8:37, and better late than never. This is actually kind of both our faults because we double booked for the wrong time.
Whoa, he didn't need to know that.
Thankfully, his phone wasn't on, so he didn't know that we double booked him, and then he felt bad because his phone wasn't working, so everybody's at fault here, but we're excited nonetheless.
Could have swore I text 8 a.m. Our friend, I looked at the text, I'm like, damn it.
Casey Hold, all at C Hold on Twitter. He is in Vegas where it has been Young Hansen mania down there. Before we get to that, Casey, first off, good morning to you. We have bets on what you did last night in Vegas, so I want to know, what was Casey Holdall's night like last night in Vegas?
Well, good morning to you both. And yes, I am very sorry. In my 20-something years doing this, I have never missed a interview time, so that's my bad. I won't even explain why it happened. I just explained to the swag, though, so if you want the details, it's not interesting, but he knows them. But I was out last night for a little bit. I've been having some pretty good luck at the craps tables. The night before, I won a little bit, so last night was kind of my last night that I'll have nothing to do at night, so... I went to the Link and played there for a while and did pretty well. And then I went to the Flamingo after that and did really well. Ooh. And then on the way back, I got a happy meal and then I ate it in my room and then went to bed.
That sounds like a delightful night. Now, what's late for Casey Holda? How late are we talking?
I mean, I do stay up pretty late, but last night wasn't even that late. I mean, I think I got back to the room at like 11:30 or something like that.
That's not bad.
It was, I mean, you know, you work this job for all these years and you just become a night person because, you know, games are typically at night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of stay up and do nothing a lot of times, but I really apologize, guys. I should have made it up.
Dude, it's okay. I actually felt terrible because I looked at the text and I'm like, oh, and then my text went green. And before you had text, I realized I'd asked you to do 7:30, not 8. I had booked a 7:30. I don't know why I didn't write 8.
We assumed you woke up.
Yeah.
We didn't call you, and then you went back to bed, which I'm like, I can't blame him. I would have done that too.
I set my alarm for 7, so I would have been good for 7:30 too.
Damn. So you're having success at the tables, which is great to hear because, well, Vegas doesn't need to take more of our money. Are you able to actually comfortably gamble, or do you have these huge groups of Chinese influencers just filming your every move at this point? Because you're a superstar globally now.
Yeah, no, it is a horde, and I do have to, you know, I have to set some boundaries from time to time, but they are very good people. No, but to be honest about it, yeah, it's been really fun, actually. I mean, it is a real moment in China right now for Young Hansen. And yeah, the groups of people following him it's pretty significant. Like, I mean, I would clock it at about 30 media at games.
Whoa.
And then basically anytime, 30 Chinese media, I would say too. And then anytime that there's any kind of opportunity to talk to him. So like we had a workout on a Thursday before our first game. And you know, usually in Vegas, like, people cover the games, but usually practices and things like that are, you know, a little more scant. And it was packed. And I mean, it can run for as long as they will let it run for, but they have to cut it off basically because, you know, you can only answer questions for so long. But
right.
I mean, it's been really interesting to see. I mean, and it's not even just the media, obviously, but the fans in the arena and the folks that have come out either from China or who live here now, who are kind of basically like watching his every move, has been really interesting. And I would just say, you know, internationally too, like I started a Red Note account when we drafted Young, and like it has grown significantly since then. So yeah, it's a real thing. And I mean, it's pretty fun. And the fact that he's validated the interest by playing so well is, I think, really the most gratifying thing, because you knew he was going to get interest. So we had Jackie Q on our Summer League team last year, also from China. And I mean, a ton of media attention for Jackie, and Jackie is, you know, not nearly the prospect that Hansen is. And so to see it last year and be like, boy, there's still a lot of interest over in China about what's going on in the NBA, to seeing it now with Hansen, a real kind of blue chip prospect, it's at a different level as well. So it's been really fun, and it's added a nice little flavor to Las Vegas.
No doubt about it. I mean, we're desperate for things to talk about this time of year. And so when you get something like this, it's been great for us because everybody's kind of wrapped up in it. And they got obviously another game tonight. Casey Holdall is our guest at C Hold on Twitter. You can find all his great work there. Also the Briefcase podcast, Blazer Balcony podcast, covering the Blazers for a long time. I'm curious to go back two-parter for you. One is where your surprise level was on draft night. You know, I'm looking through all these mocks, and that's basically as plugged in as I am. I'm not seeing his name show up in the first round, so they draft him, and I just think, who? I've never heard of this guy before.
Another center?
Another center? Like, I was shocked by it. So I'm curious, did you have the same reaction? And then secondarily, like, I've been pleasantly surprised, I think, as everybody has, watching him in Summer League, of maybe the floor's higher than some imagine, where there seems to be a rotational piece to his game right away. What has stood out, I guess, in the positive and the negative here two games into his Summer League?
Yeah, well, first off, yeah, I was just as surprised as everybody else. And not only, I was surprised, and then I felt stupid because, you know, obviously they've worked out Hansen during the pre-draft process, and I watched that workout. And there were all the guys that went in that workout were all expected to be first round guys, except for Hansen. And so I don't know how many times I said the May 29th workout featured almost every player will be drafted in the first round except for Hansen. And so then when they pick him, I was like, oh, so that was the plan the whole time. Like, I'm the Rube. They literally did that to be like, yeah, let's. Wait, look at this good workout we have. Oh yeah, we need to fill it out. So Hansen, let's get him in here and just to fill out the workout, you know. Yeah. And so I was incredibly surprised when they took him. And then, you know, you kind of hear why they did it and their years long kind of plan to scout him and then draft him. And then you're like, oh, okay, well that makes some sense. And again, it kind of gets to one of the things about draft coverage that's always been just kind of. It's a paradox in that the people who cover the draft, they do a good job with it. But if you really had your finger on the button about the draft, you would be working for a team, you know, Mike Schmidt's being a great, you know, example of that. So yeah, my surprise level was super high. And I think, you know, as we all kind of tried to get up to speed a little bit on like, who is Young Hansen after they drafted him, I think, again, you start to realize like, okay, I can kind of see the idea there. 16, I think for a lot of people still was like, well, but was he going to go in the first round? And it sounds like more and more you're hearing that there were a couple of teams that were interested. And then you see him here in Las Vegas and you're like, oh, yes, no, that was a wise decision to take him at 16. Yeah. And then, you know, you talk about the play and kind of what you can expect going into the season. You know, it's one of those things where I'm a little reluctant to say that, like, he's going to step in and be able to play kind of rotation minutes or kind of even fringe rotation minutes because, you know, he's a young big man. The NBA is tough for a big man. He's going to take some time to get up to the speed of the game and the fitness of the game as well. But you see the way he's played and, you know, it's a style of play that you're like, I mean, that would fit in anywhere. It's not like he's, you know, rim running and doing a lot of things physically. He's just a really smart, intellectual basketball player. And like, I think you could see a situation where, you know, that could be useful early this season, particularly now that DeAndre Ayton is gone. So, and the other thing I would say is that every single time that they've seen Hansen, he's looked great. So when they first saw him, the U19s, he looked great, but they're like, well, you know, the competition, the competition was good, but the Chinese national team, you know, still developing. So what did you really see there? And then they see him in the CBA for a couple of seasons and he looks great there, but they're like, yeah, but you know, what's the competition level? And then they see him at combine, looks great, but it's like, well, it's the combine. You see him at the workout in Portland. He was great in that workout. And I think that's where they're like, hey, maybe we need to stop assuming that he's going to struggle in spots and just realize that every time we've seen him, he's looked good. Let's just roll with that. So that's kind of my thing here about Summer League is that he's looked so good that I'm a little reluctant to say like, well, he's going to struggle next year. Well, he is going to struggle, but that he's not going to be able to play because every single opportunity he's had to show what he can do, he's succeeded.
Yeah. Two quick ones for you because we're against it here, Casey. One, is he going to play? There's an Asia Cup tournament. Is he going to play in that? Have we been able to confirm that? And the second part is when you're asking questions, I don't know if this is a dumb question. Are you looking at the interpreter or you look at him and then like, do you look at him when the interpreter talks to you? I've never been in that process, how that works.
About the competition, I'm actually not sure about that.
Okay.
Part of me feels like he likely would.
Okay.
But also, I mean, the fact that he did get drafted, that is something that I think will be a good follow-up. A lot of Blazers playing this summer. Denny, I believe, Tumani's going to play for the Belgian national team as well. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. And then as far as that goes, yes, there actually is a standard that you are supposed to look at the person you're interviewing, the subject, not the interpreter.
Okay.
So you're supposed to ask him questions directly to him. And technically he is supposed to kind of answer back to you. But, you know, being a 20-year-old and still being a little uncomfortable with it, he typically does talk to his interpreter, Chris. But at some point in time, I think when it's working as well as everyone wants it to, the person you're in, so you would be interviewing Hansen and you would be talking to him. And then after that, you look at Chris, and then Chris would give you the answer. Okay. So, but I feel like it's been working pretty well as it is. I think Chris is doing a great job, and I think Hansen's given some pretty introspective answers as well.
Yeah, he seems to have a good sense of humor too, which helps.
He does.
Sleep and video game answer from the opening press conference is one of my favorite answers from a Blazer of all time. Casey Holdall live from Las Vegas. Hopefully you get on a bird and go take advantage of your worldwide fame in China here soon and cash in with some promotional appearances. You can check out his podcast, The Briefcase Podcast, as well as Blazer Balcony. Follow him on Red Note. The guy's everywhere, man, and he's in Vegas winning money on the craps tables. No need to apologize. We were the idiots at Double Book, so it actually ended up working perfectly. Continued success on the tables, and let's do this again soon.
Well, thank you. We're all idiots, and ni hao to all of my Chinese fans out there.